Hey there, thanks for tuning in to the Embodied Astrology Podcast. I'm Renee Sills, consulting astrologer, embodiment educator, and your host. In this episode, I'm offering season ahead horoscopes for all 12 signs in Taurus season, April 19th through May 20th, 2024. I recommend listening to the readings for your rising, sun, and moon signs. If these horoscopes resonate for you, make sure to check out my 2024 year ahead readings, which are deep dives for each sign through the astrological invitations of the year, with timing suggestions for making the most of the opportunities and working skillfully with the challenges. For more astrology, check out the overview and forecast I gave for Taurus season. You can also find a special episode from the Embodied Astrology teaching team on this year's most important astrological event, which was April 20th's Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. Find those episodes on our YouTube channels, your favorite streaming platforms, or through the link in the show notes. Embodied Astrology is much more than a podcast. We are a virtual community offering regular weekly and monthly classes, trainings, astrology study groups, and more. Our passion is in the exploration of the intersections of astrology, creativity, arts, healing, and social change. To learn more about what we offer, head over to embodiedastrology.com and check out our memberships and upcoming events. Your donations and memberships sustain the production of this podcast and seasonal horoscopes. If you would like to support this work, please make sure to follow and subscribe, share with your networks and friends, and leave us a great review. You can find a link in the show notes also, or visit our website to make a one-time or recurring donation or sign up for a membership. Thank you so much for your support. Now, on to your Taurus season horoscope. Pisces, welcome to Taurus season. Taurus for Pisces lives in what's called the solar third house. This is a really important place in the chart. It has a lot to do with perception, cognition, and communication. In this place in the chart, we have activities that are happening in your immediate environment, including in your household, in your neighborhood, in the air and the atmosphere around you, and also in your mind. And this is where I want to start because it is the most personal place. I just want to start in your mind. It's been a long time now that in the Pisces horoscopes, I've been talking to you all about opening your mind, expanding your mind, changing your mind. Your brain is changing. Your outlook is changing. Your perspective is changing. How you want to communicate is changing. You are shifting your cognitive processes. Your cognitive processes and perceptual processes, of course, are influenced by your environment. So the kinds of conversations that you're having, the kinds of information that you are taking in and that are being delivered to you have a lot to do with what you will perceive or not perceive. And of course, then what you're going to communicate about with others. Now, as we move into Taurus season, it feels like there is some kind of like really big energy happening in your mind and in your cognition. For some of you, this may feel like brilliance. You're having aha moments. A million light bulbs are going off in your brain and you are like, wow, it's bright in here. Lots of light, you know, lots of things that are going on. So what I want to say is that this is a really powerful time for you to have new awareness, for you to have these aha moments and awakening. And sometimes aha moments and awakening and big, like, wow, cognitive stuff that's going on can be a little erratic. And for some folks, there can be a kind of like up and down that happens. Some people might even term this, you know, rapid cycling, like moving between states of big, expansive, perceptual cognitive energy, and then into states of more like compressed or depressive kinds of energy. So it's like peaks and valleys. So I want to say that for some of you, this may be something that you are experiencing in and around Taurus season. And if that is what you're experiencing, I really cannot encourage you enough to practice somatic awareness and also to practice relationality and communion with the natural world. And so this would feel to me like go find a really lovely tree, sit next to the tree, sit under the tree, sit in some kind of way that your body can come into contact with the tree, and then try and co-regulate with that living being that has a very different kind of life than you do, right? This is a life form that roots into the ground and branches up towards the sky. It breathes through its roots and its leaves. You might just kind of imagine what it's like in the body of a tree and try and just like breathe with the tree and allow your body to feel like being a tree or something like that. If you find that you are rapid cycling, if you find that you are experiencing depression or anxiety, attuning your attention to creation in the natural way, in nature's creation, right? Attuning your attention in those directions can really help pacify and balance energies that are hard to manage. Now, I also want to say that this is an amazing time to invite insight and to awaken, and your insight is expanded and your awakening is supported also when you bring yourself into contact with the natural world and with the interconnections that you have through your nervous systems and through your sensory faculties with the natural world. And so if you're trying to figure out how to do something, how to language something, especially any of you who are wrestling with any kind of communication right now, that definitely includes written and verbal communication. Any of you that are wrestling with some kind of strategy or mapping, or you're trying to figure out how to get from point A to point B, going to hang out under a tree and taking some time to like breathe with the tree will help you figure out your strategy. It will help you figure out your words. When you can attune your mind with the rhythm and intelligence of nature, then you open up to your natural intelligence. All right, communication is a big theme right now, and a lot of you are ready for some big communication breakthroughs. However, the first half of Taurus season, I'm going to say until the new moon on May 7th. This is a period of time in which communication is also a little bit challenged. And the reason that it's challenged is because I think that there's some kind of misalignment around values that you might be coming across. So there may be just different values that people have, right? Like you think something is important and someone else doesn't think that it's important, or vice versa, and you get into an argument about it. You cannot find a middle ground. There may be substance or circumstances of value that are actually creating some kind of conflict. People get into all kinds of conflict around money and possession and time and energy and attention and anything else that you might put in a possessive category. So this is, you're like in a process right now that needs you to be in the process. It needs you to be working it out. And there's also a need for you to be flexible and adaptable and willing to look at your value systems and your, attachments and possessive nature while also being an advocate for yourself and for your wants and your needs. All signs can do this, but I think water signs in particular, and especially Pisces, there can sometimes be a feeling of accommodating other people but not really wanting to. And that is really confusing on an energetic level, because two things are happening at the same time, right? It's like your glyph, right? Like these two fish swimming in opposite directions. And so sometimes Pisces energy can have this way of like allowing for something or agreeing for something on the surface or in one way, but then energetically and behaviorally like doing something else, paying lip service to something, but then not actually doing the thing. And I feel like there is confusion that has emerged for you because of this kind of way of being. And this way of being is stubborn. You know, this is a way of being where it's like, it's a weird, sneaky, kind of slippery stubbornness. Because like you're not, it's like, if you're in agreement with something, then be in agreement with something. If you're in disagreement with something, be in disagreement with something, but don't do one thing and then act the other way. Don't like say it's okay when it's really not okay. Don't say it's not okay when you actually don't care, right? Like, investigate your values, investigate your wants and your needs. If you are a proponent of something or opposed to something, if you have an opinion about it, why? Why do you feel that way? I'm asking you to examine your motivations and your beliefs so that you can be clear about what it is that you are asking for, and so that you can also be clear about whether or not you can give what is being asked of you. Some of you can't even listen to what is being asked of you because you're already in, it's like you're in a habit of thinking that you know what someone is saying, or you're in a habit of thinking that you like something or that you don't like something. And then the proposal is put forward and it's like your habit body just wants to take over. So this is a period of time, I think, where you really have to like get into it. You have to get into your attachments. You have to get into your value systems. You have to understand for yourself, why are you moving in certain directions or not in other directions? Why do you say yes here and no there? And I'm not telling you that your preferences are wrong at all. I'm just trying to say you should know why you have those preferences, and you should be willing and courageous enough to examine those preferences and to make updated decisions about whether or not you actually agree with the things that you say that you agree to. And then live into it. So we have this new moon coming up on May 7th. And this is a new moon that really wants you to have insight, have a new idea. And in order to have insight and in order to have a new idea, I think a lot of you need to recognize where you have been blocked to something or where you've been attached to an old idea. And it feels like this is part of the work for you this month or this season, is figuring out like, oh, this new idea is possible. Oh, this insight is possible. And as insight comes in, expansion can happen. And in the 2 weeks following the new moon, so as we move towards the full moon and as we move towards Gemini season, we're in a period of time when a lot is shifting. There are major breakthroughs that are happening during this period of time. And a lot of Pisces are going to be the people having like some of the biggest breakthroughs. These are mental breakthroughs. These are communication breakthroughs. These are energetic and awareness breakthroughs. And it feels like you are really opening to a new sphere of potentiality. And this sphere of potentiality opens for you as you clarify and get centered and integrated in your values. And that means that you have clarified what you're attached to, right? Like if you want to go in a certain direction, you have to really know why you're going in that direction. You have to believe it in your entire body. And once that happens, then, you know, things start to align so that direction can open up for you. We can't have you in this like willy-nilly here or there or like undecided space. And we also can't have you in a space of feeling somehow constrained by inauthenticity. Like you're not really showing up with honesty, right? We really need you to know what's in your core so that these new pathways of perception and awareness and communication can open and expand.
If you enjoy my reading style and want to dive deeper into an embodied experience with astrology, join me every Monday on Zoom for Somatic Space, a weekly class where we work with current astrological seasons, planetary transits, and lunar cycles through embodiment practices, guided visualization, and meditation. Every session includes an astrology overview and tips for observing your own chart placements in the week ahead. And the practices I offer are designed to give you body-based mindfulness support right on time with what's current in the energetic weather patterns. These classes are available by recording if you can't attend live. And if you sign up for a sliding scale Somatic Space membership, you'll also get access to my ongoing virtual conversation, Q&A, and resource sharing space. Follow the link in the show notes or head to embodiedastrology.com to learn more. If you enjoyed this season ahead reading and found it supportive, make sure to purchase and download your 2024 year ahead reading now. My year ahead readings are deep dives into the details of the year, special for your sign, with a focus on making the most of the opportunities and meeting the challenges with skill and grace. You'll get a big picture overview that spans the year, connects 2024 to the past and future, and provides a larger context that my monthly readings don't get into. You can find more information in the show notes or in the horoscope section at embodiedastrology.com. This work wouldn't exist without a team, and I want to give a special thanks and shout out to Ash Good, Alicia Mauji, Ariana Sears-Putowski, Gabs404, and Joe Stewart for being the Embodied Astrology team. If this work has served you and if you find benefit in it, please consider supporting us. The best ways to do that are by sharing this work with your friends, liking, subscribing, following, and of course, one-time and recurring donations are so appreciated, as well as your memberships, class drop-ins, etc. Find more information on everything in the show notes or at embodiedastrology.com.